Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. This is hour number three. It's June 11th, 2022. And if you want to call in, call 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We were just talking during the break. Welcome. Clovis, New Mexico is our newest affiliate that has joined on. And we are going to talk this hour about New Mexico residents. And you guys probably know about this in New Mexico. They're suing the government because of the fires, those famous fires that we all have heard about, that was what it's in the Sangre de Cristo mountain range, that area, and where 500 square miles were burned, right? And they want information from the U.S., from the United States, from the government and different parts of the government, mainly the Forest Service, about information, and we're going to talk about that briefly. We're going to talk about the Disney lawsuit, Netflix fish tank head lawsuit. Yes, I'm going to repeat that. Netflix fish tank head lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. And then Chrisley Knows Best. I don't follow that reality show, but the stars there are embroiled in prosecution over some interesting things. We're going to discuss that. And what we discuss every single hour, and the most important thing that people are here for, Cal, is...
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right, here we go. He was a security guard, ex-soldier at a major hospital. One evening, he noticed a beautiful 20-something woman, noticed her a lot, noticed that she was stalking him. After a few days, he confronted her as she was sneaking after him on his rounds, and he said to her, "Do you have daddy issues?" And she said, "Yes, I do. You are my daddy." They got to know each other very well while he worked his second job. The man wanted his young daughter to meet his wife, whom he had feared would go ballistic if that happened, even though the girl came into being well before his time with his spouse. She said, "I don't want her to ever meet our family. I don't want her to have anything to do with us. In fact, I want her out of the will. I want her out of, I don't want her to have anything, nothing. She deserves nothing." This ex-wife had a reputation, and she was playing it out. Well, finally, the inevitable happened. The security guard passed on to the next world. And then it was time for the will to be adjudicated. And the second, the real wife, the wife went in and said, "I cannot have that. I don't even want this to be read. I want to make sure she's not in there. I want to go to court and make sure she's not. Do I have a case or no case to keep her out of her father's will?"
Let me clarify some stuff. So, okay, this is a daughter that, you know, the long lost daughter that he, who knows when he had her, and he, at the time he was married, because you mentioned the word ex-wife, so at the time he was married, by the time he died, was it the same wife?
Yes, the same, okay. He died with the same, in other words, he had the daughter outside of the bonds of marriage, then got married, and that current wife is the one who said, "I do not want this daughter in our lives in any way, any shape, any form," that's it.
And we don't know if maybe he had her during marriage, we don't know when.
We believe that he did not. She was 2 years older than that. So, but he does have a couple of kids in his current marriage.
Gotcha. That's why I don't know. He has a couple of kids in his current marriage. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Denise, what do you say?
Well, it is possible to challenge the will if he was under the mistaken belief that this was his child, and it turns out she's not. So it could be a reason to challenge the will. I did see a situation where a man thought that his friend was his wife, only she wasn't, and he had put her into his will.
Only to find out that his wife was not his friend?
No, to find out that he was not married.
Okay, all right. All right.
Oh, the hard way.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, it could be, you know, a mistake, and she could challenge it. And she has children that she would want to protect. So I'm going to say that it is a case and that the wife loses.
Okay, Mr. Penny, what do you think about these? These things can get complex sometimes.
Yeah, this is too, for you to make something like this up, this was too detailed and too, I'm going to say, kind of off the wall for you to make up. If it was really off the wall, then we know it's a case. If it's super off the wall, then it's a case. But I'm going to say this is probably something that happens more often than not, number one. Number two, I think it is a case. But I think that if she was an actual daughter, if she could prove that she was a daughter, she has every right to have that will read in. And I don't know the state planning, so I might be wrong. Maybe the wife, she's the, like in California, surviving spouse, right? Aren't they the ones that kind of get everything passed
to them?
Well,
the spouse and the children.
Yeah, but it depends upon, let's say
it depends on the terms of the will.
Yeah, say there's no will. It all automatically goes to the wife anyway, doesn't it?
It's the wife and the children.
Okay, I don't follow that kind of line. But anyway, I'm going to say the court holds she is allowed to be there. That is the newfound daughter as a family member and have the will read to her also.
It's pretty interesting, isn't it? And like you say, Fred, these things do come up. I had an uncle who was an auditor with the Navy who had a surprise child knock on his door. And so, Tom, what do you think about this?
I want to clarify one thing. Did you say that the wife said, I don't even want to have the will read, nothing? It just, she wants her out of there?
I don't want her there when we do anything public with the will reading. I don't want this other child to be there at all. She didn't say she didn't want it read. I'm sorry if I said that.
Okay.
Forgive me. She just did not want this child to participate in any way or shape.
Well, I think that the child doesn't need to be there to have the terms of the will controlling.
But
and
think
so,
of the controlling mom going, oh, here's a daughter nobody knew about but me and
Daddy. Well, I get that, that's fine. So she can say, I don't want this person here with my other children. We can have separate readings of the will. The terms of the will are still going to control. You know, if stuff is left to the daughter, then it's she gets stuff because the dad left something to her. And I just think you're making it all up, or you saw some story or something, but it wasn't really a case.
I am stunned.
This sounds like something out of some sort of daytime television with an hourglass that sands are running through it. And,
you mean like a Lifetime movie or something like that?
I don't know. No case.
Something rhymes with Haze of Our Wives.
Yes, yes, something or Benroll Jospital
has the furled learn?
My psychologist friends will like this. The young, the young and the restless. But I think this is no case.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know something, I could tell you right now, but
let's wait.
I'm not going to.
Yes.
What did you say, Fred?
I said it's a case, and the daughter wins. The new daughter wins, and she's able to sit there and listen to the will and do whatever she wants and see what it says. And Todd says zero. There's
no case. And I said
Cal made it up.
I said case, and the wife loses.
The only thing we know is Cal will get no points.
Well, when we come back, we're going to finish case or no case. We're going to talk about Disney has a big win. We're going to talk about a big win. It's interesting. It's all about technology, lawsuits with technology. Man alive, this technology lawsuits are making those Silicon Valley lawyers wealthy. We'll be back.
So no points possible for Cal. Welcome to my world. Those of you who were the one man who called last week and said, you should at least get some kind of point when you skunk one of them. I'm with you, buddy. We'll be back with the answer to Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We had an awesome case or no case about the security guard that finds out that his had a daughter before he was married, and she finally shows up, and then he eventually dies, and the wife says, I don't want anything to do with her, and she is not allowed to show up to the reading of the will. Denise and I agree that she's allowed to, and she wins, and is allowed to come and see what's Doesn't mean she wins, as in we didn't say she wins that she gets anything, but she's allowed to be there at the will reading. And then Todd says it's a scenario, but or doesn't he say it's just no case?
So it could be a scenario. It's no case, though.
Okay. Well, for those of you who say it is no case, that would be Todd. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Todd.
Yeah, you sounded really broken up over that one. Wait, was it no case?
It was the case.
Okay, all right. Well, you just played the applause.
So. Well, after I played the tap sound. Okay. Case and Mean Mom loses.
Yes.
Sort of. Let me explain.
Yes.
Let me explain. Under the laws of the state in which they lived, the Mean Mom is naturally entitled to half of the estate.
Right.
That is there. All mutual assets, like in a divorce.
Right.
But the remaining tchotchke and property was to be divided by the deceased as he saw fit. And
yes.
Dad made sure that in the eulogy, the new daughter and his special relationship with her was greatly highlighted, and that his mother was made to look, her, the wife was made to look a bit like a sniping hag, so to speak. He went after her in the eulogy. It's a sad situation, but he got to relish the relationship with his firstborn for more than a decade.
Wow.
He became very proud of the daughter he did not get to raise. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Wow.
You know, sometimes the good guys win in different ways than we think, right?
You know, okay, so Cal, I don't know if you know the details. You probably don't, but did she end up getting some? What did the will say? Who got what?
She got the property that he assigned to her.
Right.
But it was all very carefully calculated by the, you know, by the wife to make sure that it was half value and all that.
Right.
I mean, she was really going all out on this.
Yeah, so wife got half of his estate, and then his kids shared in the rest.
Correct.
Including
exactly.
the
And she was
daughter.
Included in the other.
Yeah,
so. Well, she should have. I mean,
I agree. I totally agree.
I feel, put your mic. I think she deserved it. So, all right, the Disney guy, by the way, there's a lawyer that I know very well. Actually, I haven't talked to him quite a while, but I was really close to him, and he works in Northern California. This lawyer is an absolute Jeopardy champion when it comes to Disney trivia. And I know Todd's a good Disney movie trivia guy, but this guy, you name anything about Disney, he'll tell you. In fact, he used to, when he was younger, he worked at Disney, down at Disneyland, in Orange County. And so we're talking about Disney. There's a big issue concerning, technology and whether or not a number of the Disney movies that use Deadpool, Guardians of the Galaxy, et cetera, and some other Disney movies that have used this technology. And the technology is called VFX technology. You guys ever heard of that? I have no idea.
No.
Loosely, yes.
Okay, Todd, run with this. This is up your alley.
I mean, it's the technology that makes animated films look like almost real life.
Right.
And that's what they used. I mean, look, back in the day when Walt Disney was drawing, you know, animating these at, what, 15 frames per second? Or
frame by frame, 30 for the 30 for TV, 28 for movies, but still one frame at a time.
24 for movies.
Yeah, 20. Well, it depends on the
film. And I think that even then he was not quite going 24 just to save on some, but he tried to divide it up so make it still look fluid. But now, I mean... Good heavens, they put motion capture on actual people. They have the software follow people moving around. And that's a huge technology. Well, Disney gets sued because one of the technologies was started by one individual and then claimed by another. And whoever Disney contracted with initially to make movies like Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy, what's the other one? It's not Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
Why did you point at me?
I don't know.
Because of Beauty. He said Beauty.
I pointed on the Beauty. Boy, you know. Hey, Denise, do you like that cloud near that silver lining that we see? So
she's the Beauty. I'm the Beast. We know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
So anyway, Disney had a contract with the person that didn't ultimately end up holding the rights to the technology. So they get sued for Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy by the holder saying, you know, your profits for that movie were derived from this technology. People, essentially the claim was, people went to go see that movie because they were so enthralled with the technology. That's what put butts in seats. You know, that's what caused people to rent these movies and to get them in pay-per-view and all that. And recently, the judge in the case of Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy said, yeah, I don't think so. Look,
no. What did he say first? Todd, I'm interrupting.
Oh, do tell.
No. At first, he reconsidered. At first, Disney lost. Now. And then they do a motion for reconsideration. Then what happened? Now go on.
And then he did a 180. And he said, well, with these films, Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy, you stole my thunder there. He ruled for Disney's favor, but that wasn't how he initially ruled. I don't see these too often where there's a reversal.
Can you
file for a motion for reconsideration? And look, there are hoops that you can jump through that allow that, but that doesn't always happen. In fact, it very rarely happens.
I hate when people do that to me, Todd, and I just did it to you.
And I do it all the time.
Cal is a culprit.
I'm the master of it.
He's the master of it.
But this is only for the decisions only affecting Deadpool, Guardians of the Galaxy. They still have to decide Beauty and the Beast, which may be different.
Which grossed $1.26 billion.
With a B. That's right.
We'll be back after this. If we want to follow up on this, but we'll talk about Netflix. We might want to talk a little more about this. I got some interesting takes.
And don't forget, at the very end of the show, everyone will have an interesting quick take at the very end of Radio Law Talk as we head into our final two segments of today's show. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
I've got to get my car washed. It's dirty. It just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick, quick car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427.
USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. California remains the most expensive state in America for gasoline, with an average price of $6.43 a gallon for regular. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
18.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. That's true.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Is this real life?
It's just fantasy. Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Here we go, back to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Can I sing louder?
Sure, why not?
Okay, sorry. We were talking about the Disney thing. What judges do sometimes, I just want you to understand kind of this process. You have a decision, you can do a motion to reconsider, and it's very rare. It's like the judge saying, you're right, I didn't see it quite right. And that has happened to me before on cases where I've won, had them reconsider. But the whole issue was whether or not there's a causal nexus between Disney's intellectual property and the infringement and the profits of the movie. Can you prove, because of this infringement, that they made profits during this movie and that during these movies? That's where the judge switched his mind, and he said, "You know what? It was never released to the public." What does he say? I'm trying to find exactly what he says. He noted, he could only speculate that any of this use of this technology had effect on viewership and proved that their revenues increased because of it. It's speculation, basically, is what he said. And so he went from, yeah, it clearly did, because of this, these effects did increase their gross revenues. Then he went to, well, it is kind of speculative, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, so it was sort of like, if this goes to trial, the only way the jury, based upon the evidence that was presented here in these motions, the only way the jury would ever be able to find it is if they speculated. And we want juries to be basing their decisions on something more than that kind of speculation. But interestingly enough, when it comes to one of the things they looked at was how much of this technology was in things like the featurette, the previews, things that were set out for marketing the film. And that's why when it comes to Beauty and the Beast, that lawsuit didn't get dismissed. It's still active because the technology was used far more heavily in the little featurette to support the marketing of Beauty and the Beast. And so in that one, the judge looks at it and says, well, yeah, I could see a jury coming back saying, I want to go see this, because it's a little difficult to explain unless you have actually seen the trailers and the featurettes. But we're talking about technology that deep down you know it's animated, but you're looking at it and you're saying, I feel like I'm watching something real. And I really want to see this because there are people that will go to a film to say, I want to see this animated film that looks real life. Remember when Avatar came out?
Exactly.
When Avatar came out, my son was 3, so that was like 13 years ago. And that was the buzz. People wanted to go see Avatar because they wanted to see what they knew was animation, but it looked real. I just watched Avatar about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was amazed now, 13 years later, yeah, that doesn't look anything like real life.
No. I mean, it holds up pretty well. My thinking on this was there a trailer that said, now, see the latest technology in animation? And, you know, I mean, you see what I'm saying? That was it made to be the star of the film?
Well, that, and there's an interesting side set. You know how you know, buyers could be innocent buyers, like an innocent purchaser or something like that, a bona fide purchaser. And so things that had happened in the background are not going to apply to that bona fide purchaser. Well, in this particular case, Disney bought a license to this technology from a former employee of the VFX. And so Disney didn't do anything wrong here. They thought they were validly buying a license to be able to access and use this technology. So I think if Disney had some guilt there, like they had actually stolen it themselves, I do think we could have had a different result. But because Disney was an innocent purchaser, if you will, I think that, you know, then it becomes speculative because there's not a bad conduct of Disney trying to get to steal this technology and make a lot of money off of it, right?
That's a great point, Denise. That's awesome. Well, Netflix, I don't know. Do you guys ever watch this, The Umbrella Academy? Have you ever seen, anybody ever seen that?
I've never seen it.
And it makes me feel so funny because I don't find a fish head being a villain.
I
can't get it.
It's weird. Well, there's a Netflix, apparently, show called The Umbrella Academy where their basic villain has got a picture. It's a fish tank head, and he smokes cigarettes out of this little
hole. And there's a fish in it looking at you.
There's a fish in it. Well, apparently there's a Dark Horse Comics is a comic company that alleges or claimed that they published in 2008 a comic where an individual's head was a normal human but with a fish tank head. So what they did, they sued Netflix and said, look, here's the deal. We're the fish head tank copyright people, and we own those rights, the fish head face tank.
Yeah, the villain that's a fish head.
It's so bizarre. If you saw this picture, it's just bizarre. So lawsuits occur. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. They lose. They lose on a motion to dismiss. A motion to dismiss is called different things in different states. Basically, what they're saying is, look, us at Netflix with the fish head dude, there is no way that this should even go to a court or go to a jury, because on its face, if everything they say is true, they still lose.
You mean on its fish tank?
Well,
because there's fish face. So, okay.
That's true. On his fish face.
On his fish face.
So what happens is courts, when they grant, like in this case, they grant Netflix motion to dismiss, they always do what's called a leave to amend. So you guys want to explain what a leave to amend is?
It means, well, look, we're gonna dismiss this, but if you can fix what we said was wrong, if you can fix it, we'll let you try. So we'll give you another bite at the apple, as opposed to something being dismissed without leave to amend or with prejudice. Like, we dismiss it, it's done. Put a fork in it. Go ahead, move on. Write something else.
Right.
Right, and to establish the copyright infringement claim, they
you,
have to
did
show.
Did you just say infringement?
I did.
With the
I
fish?
I did.
Okay, all right.
I got fish on my brain. There has to be proof of actual copying. That means that Netflix had to know about the 2008 copyright, and then it has to also show access to that copyrighted work prior to creating the Academy. The Umbrella Academy, and then it can't, and evidence that they're similar. And what the judge said here is that there's no evidence that it's similar. There's no evidence that Netflix knew of this copyright claim. One is black and white, the comics, black and white, and it's kind of a campy thing, whereas the Academy, the Umbrella Academy, is sharp, crisp, and colorful. And I don't know. I kind of feel like the judge missed it.
I kind of agree with you.
I think he did too. I thank you, all three of us. And we didn't talk about this before.
No,
I think he missed it.
Those are stylistic choices that are up to a jury. I mean, that's like saying, I mean, honestly, that would be like me saying, you come up with a logo. The logo is in color. I copy everything about the contours and the outline of the logo, but decide to make it black and white. And now I'm absolved from liability. You know, I just
and I put it on a shoe instead of putting it on an umbrella.
Yeah, that just didn't.
It didn't sit right with me either. I felt like there was something wrong with his reasoning.
But when I first read this, though, when I first heard about this, it reminded me of another character. You know the show Family Guy, right?
Yes.
And then there's a spinoff of that called American Dad, still done by Seth MacFarlane. And there's a character in American Dad named Klaus, and it's a fish in a fish tank. Now, it's not a fish tank on a human's body, but it's kind of somewhat a sadistic, evil character moving around. I thought, well, how is that very much different? And that's from 05. They didn't get sued, but... Yeah, I don't know about the judge's decision in this one.
I don't know. I think there's going to be leave to amend, and they're going to make allegations that are going to be more sufficient. I do think it will survive.
There's already
they settled it.
Yeah.
They settled it.
Yeah, there's already a leave to amend multiple times, but we're running out of time. Chris Lee Knows Best, we're going to talk about after the break. Thanks.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. Many of you on RadioLawTalk.com, and we thank you and remind you all of our episodes are available there at no charge. Free streaming, you can podcast the show anytime you'd like. And, of course, we're live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific as well, on RadioLawTalk.com. All at no charge to you. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop whining. This is no fun. That's true.
Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. Chris Lee Knows Best, another reality show that I have absolutely nothing to do with and don't care about. But before we do that, we want to make sure that our friends over there in New Mexico, we talk about the residents are suing for information on that massive wildfire. Apparently, that fire that occurred in New Mexico, apparently there were by the Forestry Service started the fires to do clearing, brush fires, and they somehow connected, and then they got out of control and took out 5,000 square miles. There was, I think, 50 Mora County residents that brought this lawsuit. But you know, it ruined, damaged people's houses, it burned down homes. And they're not getting the information from the government that they're trying to get concerning, okay, how did this prescribed burn occur? How did it get out of control? What's the situation? And so a lawsuit's been filed to obtain that information from the government, especially the Forest Service. So that's just started. It just happened, I believe, yesterday was the filing. And so we're going to be following that for our New Mexico friends. So, hey, we're thinking about you, New Mexico. Those who are just joining us, we just had New Mexico, Clovis, New Mexico, join us as an affiliate. So Chris Lee Knows Best. Who wants to talk about it? I know Cal really wants to talk about it, our producer.
Oh, I am on the edge of my seat.
He watches that religiously.
Oh, my. Yeah.
But Chris Lee Knows Best.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. D even Todd, who watches some of
this stuff. Oh, my gosh. I've heard of it.
You have?
Yeah, I don't watch it.
Well, tell us about
it. When I've seen it, I didn't care for it because the husband and wife, they're just kind of pompous.
Ooh,
for lack of a better description
of them. That's her opinion, by the way.
That's my opinion. That's not the opinion of Radio Law Talk.
But she's entitled to it. It's America.
Yes, it's just my opinion. But they have been found guilty. We're not saying they've been charged. They have been found guilty with bank fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. And they're looking at 30 years, you guys.
Denise, is this a real estate couple, a real estate flipping company? Or, I mean,
no, this is they're kind of a religious couple that have children, and the father's supposed to know what to do and knows best and, you know, runs the family and that kind of thing. So, no, it's
not. Sounds like my wife.
Father knows best.
Yeah. I mean, really, truly.
Doesn't Donna do that? She knows best and runs the family.
And I'm smart enough to say, yep, you're right.
You're right.
Yes, exactly.
No, the word again, right?
As always. Right, exactly.
So even the wife got charged with one count, or found guilty of one count of wire fraud and one count of obstruction of justice. Why obstruction of justice, Todd?
Because justice was there, they obstructed it.
Because she hid evidence.
So intelligent.
She hid evidence. And the background story is as amazing as the verdict itself. They claimed they had an accountant that worked for them, and he was stealing from them, and he was forging documents, and he's the one that did all of this. Then the government came in, gave him immunity, and they found that the Chrisleys, together with their current accountant, were guilty of all the things that the Chrisley said the previous accountant did. So it was finger pointing and fun things. I mean, I think that would have been a fun trial to have watched.
So you're saying the moral of the story is don't point at your accountant, your former accountant.
Don't piss off your previous accountant.
Yeah, they've got all your stuff.
not only did they steal all your stuff, but they know how to make it look like you did it. So.
You know, it just makes me crazy when I see reality stars doing things that could be underhanded. I just don't know why they think they can't get caught. And they apparently they received millions of dollars in loans based on what is purported to be fraudulent documents.
I guess also just they were saying they were exaggerating their earnings to banks because they got loans up to, I don't know, $30 million in loans?
That's right.
And they apparently defrauded the banks or whatever by, this is, you know, the allegations by...
Well, it's a guilty verdict.
Well, they're guilty, yeah. They're found guilty, but it's on appeal, right?
It is on appeal.
That's why I still call it allegations. But they exaggerated the earnings to banks and to borrow more than $30 million. That's a buck or two you're borrowing, right? And to some degree, and I'm not saying I'm sticking up for them, and we all have businesses, right? We know this, and Todd, you had your own business at one time. You had your own law firm. But you know what? Their argument is they trusted the employees to do what they were supposed to do, and that they did things illegal behind their back. I know of a person that many other lawyers testified. This is 25 years ago, that went to jail because in a short time, because he trusted the employees to do stuff, and he owned a savings and loan. That's the thing. And, you know, you got to watch those bank regulations, and he would just sign, right? He wouldn't just sign.
You got to read the fine print.
It's hard, and that's what I'm saying. It's hard. That's what they're arguing is, you know, I got a lot going on, and there are times you don't read it as fine print as you can because you trust your employees or your accountants or your lawyers to do it right, right? So that's what they're arguing, I guess.
Yeah, and that puts the jury and the prosecutors in a tough spot. Because I guess the question ultimately is, where do you draw the line between somebody that just put their trust in the accountants and everybody and you know, I didn't know what was going on, they took advantage of me, they did this, that, and the other, versus somebody that intentionally does all this so they have what's called plausible deniability, so it looks like everybody else was doing that. And that's where prosecutors and juries have to argue with the defense evidence to figure out where does this case fall on that? Is it this or that spectrum? And apparently in this case, they decided, nah, you were culpable.
So do we call this the Avenatti scale? I mean,
good.
of fraud versus righteous behavior. We can just call that the Avenatti scale now, can't we?
I suppose so.
So like the six or something, a five or six on the Avenatti scale?
I don't know.
I like that. As long as you spell Avenatti, A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
Exactly, of course.
So.
Yeah, we have, and we don't like to end on sad notes, because what we have coming up is quick takes coming up. But look, South Carolina, very tragic, a mom and two daughters on Mother's Day. We're involved in an accident about 10:55 p.m. in South Carolina where they're driving their Toyota sedan when a sheriff was apparently speeding through and rightfully so doing a good thing. You know, that's the thing, this evil sheriff. No, the sheriff was trying to rush to help a disabled motorist that had an issue in the car to do a good thing, a good deed. But the problem is she didn't, this is all allegations at this point, she didn't have her sirens or lights on and on Highway 17 and plowed into these, and she ran a stop
sign.
She ran
a stop sign is
and then, and then plowed into these people and killed the three of them. That's what's crazy.
A mother and her two daughters.
Yeah, and so this is doing about 73 miles per hour. I got to be careful. Always how I say this. I remember my whole life as a personal injury lawyer, my kids drove big cars. My girls drove big Ford F-150 four-wheel drive 4x4s. I just try to put people in the biggest cars I can that are my family, so at least the odds are better, right? And that's what I always say.
I suppose.
I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but I say you hit by a semi-truck, doesn't matter, but right? And that's
right.
What you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cal, what's the very end? What do we do at the very end?
The thing we do at the end of every show, as you know, Fred, is we offer you the opportunity to provide your quick takes, and I guess we'll start with you, Mr. Penny. I think you're ready to go.
Yeah. If you have a tendency to drink, quick takes is about what we talked about, Britney Spears, right? Getting married for 55 hours. If you have the tendency to drink while in Las Vegas and know you were going to make sure that you're going to do something you don't want to, carry a big sign around your neck says, if I'm getting married, stop me.
That's a good one. Let me give a plastic medal made up, you know, with those big gold chains. Todd Kuhnen, what do you think? Do you have a quick take for us?
No? Sure. They should change the title of the reality show from Chrisley Knows Best to Chrisley Knows Best, except in the cases of bank fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. The disclaimer.
She knows best, but not about everything. And Denise Dirks, what's your quick take?
Well, my sad note quick take is, if you're on a reality TV show, don't commit any crimes. You're going to get discovered.
Discovered.
Next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.